Remembering a Battered Buddha. 20 days since I left Lhasa, but still I see that statue of the Buddha with its face bashed in. It was on a street vendor's stand in front of the Tromsikang neighborhood office. I noticed it from a distance. I'd gone to Tromsikang Market to buy droma, but at the sight a sudden grief assailed me. I drew closer, couldn't help it, to this thing so crushed. It seemed alive, leaning against a shelf in agony. The face hammered, an arm hacked off, the whole figure chopped off at the waist. Hurting so bad, leaning against a rack of the goods that surrounded it, soy sauce, bean jam, salad dressing, and roll after roll of toilet paper, all introduced into our life long ago from inland China. Around its neck an ornament, once exquisite, inlaid with colored stones, and at its chest a wondrous beast with lion head and body of man, stacked on a fragmentary chorten. In what sacred shrine or pious home were these things once venerated? Hurting so bad, and leaning against the rack of merchandise, it emanated the calm of still waters, but pain stabbed into my marrow. As I looked on in grief, I sensed a story being played out that had both a present and a past. I was moved by the shadowy fate that had brought us together, as if melted snow from the high peaks had filled my being. Hugging his knees, the peddler made a pitch. "Come on, buy it! Don't the old Buddha look grand?" "When did it get beat up like this?" I asked. "Cultural revolution, obviously," he glanced up. "Had to be the Cultural Revolution." "How much?" I wanted to buy it, to take it home. But this peddler from Jiangxi wouldn't budge from 3,000. So with reluctance and regret and many an afterthought, I left that broken Buddha streaming rays of pain. I only took some pictures, so when I miss it, I can turn on my computer and have a look. Friends say it may have been a brand new Buddha, wrecked thus to fetch a higher price, and the link to the Cultural Revolution was a fiction. Maybe so, but the hurt remains. I wrote these lines to try to let it go.